I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel with All Things Considered from NPR News.
Jim Frederick joins us. He is a senior editor at Money Magazine, and he is working on an article for the magazine about things that are succeeding and things that are failing in the post-September 11th, 2001 economy. Mr. Frederick, first of all, I guess some of the things are obvious. Air travel, for example, and the hospitality industry are doing badly.
Yes, that's right. Airlines and the related tourism travel business, whether it's cruise operators or hotel companies or even Disney, are suffering, and it's going to be a grim year for them. That's without a doubt.
Is anybody doing well?
Defense contractors are definitely doing well. Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, anybody who stands to benefit from a military buildup.
I would think also people who are in the security business, who can provide security for offices and for homes in insecure times, would do well.
That's definitely true. Although a lot of them, for example, the companies that do security for airports and the airline industry, they are coming under increased scrutiny from the federal government, and there's talk about federalizing a lot of those jobs.
What else? What else can you tell us about things that are good or things that are bad in the economy as a result of September 11?
Well, one of the most interesting things that we discovered in doing some of our research, people very often lump in the insurance industry with some of the losers. But we think while the September 11th tragedies were devastating and the dollar costs tremendous, the insurance industry might actually benefit from these events. People often forget and have forgotten in the past few weeks that this is what insurance companies exist for. This is what they do. They prepare for events like this so that individuals and companies don't suffer the losses that they're prepared to pay. But it also, these events, because people like you, people like me, and corporate managers are suddenly asking themselves, do we have enough insurance? Can I cover my family? All of a sudden, insurance companies are being flooded with writing new business. And because they have had a tremendous payout, they've been able to raise their premiums and will be able to raise their premiums going forward. So they might stand to do pretty well in the post-September 11th world.
What about shopping? The president has told us that we should all do what we've been doing, think about shopping for Christmas and so on. But what I wondered is, where are we going to do that? Are people going to be nervous about malls and go to catalogs and online shopping, or do you think that people are going to go shopping?
I think that there is a certain reticence right now about going to public spaces. You know, the Mall of America has supposedly been targeted. People are very nervous. Whether they will be by the time that Christmas rolls around, I don't think that you can stifle the Christmas spirit. Certainly, the e-commerce sector, which has been really hit hard over the past year for unrelated reasons, stands to bump up almost certainly. Amazon and eBay will almost certainly do better than they were forecast to. But I think that shopping relates to the larger economy, and that will have to be seen in the next month or two, depending on how events go.
Now, one of my favorite kind of, I guess you could say, exurban myths about what has happened here are those families that you hear about who've moved to Montana. Now, do you think this could bring back small towns, the idea that people could do what they needed to do by computer, by fax, by whatever, and they could live someplace that they feel is safer?
You know, I think that myth is overblown, simply because I don't think that people change that quickly or that much, even in traumatic events like those that we have seen. And what we found is that companies, like families, like people, they're set in their ways. They don't want to leave New York. It's their home. So the bad news will have to keep coming. But people don't leave their homes. Companies don't leave their homes.
Mr. Frederick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim Frederick is a senior editor at Money Magazine. We reached him in New York.